Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of the conversation. I have Monday written down. So it's 2021, okay? What a program. It's Wednesday. Welcome. Got an amazing program for you today on the show. Republican Representative Byron Donalds. The Democrats think there's an anti-voter ID, Carney, that they're trying to block people, that like this law in Georgia is going to make it harder for people to vote. They're not going to be able to go anywhere or do anything. And, you know, and it's just kind of sad to think that Democrats think so highly of black people that they can't get IDs, they can't vote, they can't do anything. Actually, it makes it easier for Georgians to vote. Caitlyn Jenner is considering running for the governor of California, considering Gavin Newsom there's a huge recall effort, but he ain't going to go anywhere. Within 24 hours, the 60 Minutes piece on Governor Ron DeSantis, this collab, dude, there's so much of this fake news that is being called out now, like, oops. Yeah, oops. You idiots. And people believe it. It has to be. I saw it on 60 Minutes. It has to be true. I think they just try to go more and more off the wall. Like when my mom would talk to me, she would just start talking about aliens or whatever, see if I'm paying attention. I'm like, what you talking about, blue aliens? I'm just making sure you're listening. Now my wife does that. I'm sure she's listening. She'll be like, but anywho. You know, I think they just try to, like, come up with, let's see if we can get these people actually to believe this. Let's see how ridiculous we can come up with. CNN's Brian Seltzer's review of Hunter Biden's new book as better than tabloid coverage. You really think cokehead Hunter Biden wrote a book? Are you kidding me? If you believe that Hunter Biden wrote a book, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch, you can see the sea. I'm sure someone wrote it for him, and I'm sure they bought millions of copies of the book. So it looks like it's selling. Who would want to read that? No, I wouldn't. Stacey Abrams is like the biggest flip-flop ever because she, remember how she's like, because all this stuff going, we need to boycott Georgia. We need to, now all these companies are boycotting and things are being boycotted. They're boycotting Georgia. Now she's like, don't boycott, please don't. Now that it's affecting her state. You know, it's all good and dandy to say, yeah, you need to get out of here. Leave. Show how much you support this governor, Georgia and stuff, and leave the state and go take your business elsewhere. And then when jobs are lost and the economy goes in the tank in that state, because, oh, come back, please. I tell you what. Oh, yeah, there's also a call to to find the NPR after a non-binary child family explore identity segment. Are you kidding me? And I guess unbuttoning your pants and pulling out your underwear and looking down there, I guess that's not a way to tell if you're male or female anymore. I don't know. Or a giraffe or whatever. I mean, you can't just have two genders, you know, because also some Manchester United news and stuff. So thank you for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. Yeah, I got into it with, I was having fun with a guy earlier, and he's like, we're not like Republicans that worship Trump. Peter 3:15 from the New International Version. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. Okay? Hear that? Psalm 150 says, anything that has breath, praise the Lord. It does not say, Psalms 50 did not say, it does, Psalms does not say, everything that has breath, praise Trump. It says, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. He's God my Savior, God my healer, God my deliverer. We just like Trump because finally we had a president that was America first and did what he said he was going to do. He put vets first. He didn't put China first. He didn't, on day one, cut hundreds of thousands of jobs in Canada and the U.S. Well, that pipeline thing is so dangerous. We have to go back to taking tanker trucks of oil across the ocean, using tons of oil and gas to get it here, having to wave and fight through, potential pirates. Remember that movie with Tom Cruise where he's a boat captain and pirates come on the ship? I remember. I want to get into this. This is Caitlyn Jenner. She's exploring a run for governor of California. Only in California. Why don't they have Richard Simmons? Have like Tommy Chong? That'd be cool, man. He'd be coming out like, hey, man. I'm the governor, man. I'm Tommy Chong. What we're going to do here is we're going to solve our problems by forgetting about them by just smoking pot, okay? Well, actually, we're going to call it medicating because, you know, I mean, 3/4 of you are just going to do it anyways, even though you don't really have an actual medical need, but, you know. I mean, like, they don't have, like, someone legit that's actually going to try to do something. Maybe she would, or he. I don't know what to. I mean, are they actually going to? Well, they got that, like, transgender chick that's, like, the health secretary, so, I mean, what else could go wrong? I mean, what else? I mean, reality is, remember, they used to have this magazine called The Onion, like, this newspaper, and it's, like, joke stories, like, they finally tore down Wrigley Field so that the Cubs could win the World Series and stuff that were all so fake. And so now you read those stories and I'm like, they could be real. That's how bad. But I think she would run as a Republican, though. She's very, The only thing she didn't agree with Trump on is she's very, very, like, transgendery type thing. And since Trump really wasn't, like, into the, you know, like, hey, he's like a, you're straight or you're not, you know, God don't make mistakes. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, because I think she would fare well. I mean, because I think she'd be like an in-between person where I could see some Democrats kind of, you know. So we'd have to wait and see if it would ever actually do anything, or if it's just like a, let me get myself out there. I need to get publicity. I need to know people. I need to let people know I'm not dead. But this is hilarious, because they have this voter ID law in Georgia now. They've had it for a long time, but they, you know, to where you have to have ID and stuff, but they're acting like, because this new voter ID law that was passed by the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, how dare that racist bastard? I mean, the people that get to me is, you should be offended as a black person. You should. These Democrats acting like you can't vote. You can't get an ID. You're gonna make it harder for a black person to vote, because they'll have to try to figure out somehow in 4 years to get an ID. Wow. I think you could probably walk from the farthest east part of the United States to the farthest west part in less than 4 years. But apparently, you can't get an ID. There's in rural areas, there's nowhere to vote. I don't know. I don't get it. And people are like buying this, even though it's going to make it easier for people to vote, like giving them the option to. And here's the thing, folks. A job cannot keep you from voting. If you leave to go vote, they can't do anything about it, because you have the legal right to vote. You can't bitch and complain and say, well, I'm losing hours if I leave to vote. Well, okay. So you're telling me that you don't have, there's not one day off in the whole time that you can't, because where I live, you can vote on Saturday. They have polling places open. It's virtually impossible to not be able to vote. But they keep making it, well, it's going to make it so hard for them. How dare. Black people's ones should be outraged. Because they've gone to New York and say, well, here's all these newscasts saying that voter ID laws are racist, because black people just can't get all the stuff that they made up. And when it was all said and done, all these black people are like, man, I got ID. I can do this. Who is saying it? Like, how can they be saying this? It's like, I truly believe getting rid of Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben and all these things, the Washington Redskins, it's not Native Americans wanting to get rid of, a Native American is the one that drew the Native American that's on the Washington Redskins helmet. It was a Native American that did that. But everyone's like, and when they had a tribesman that spoke for like 95% of all the tribes, they were in support of the Washington Redskins name. It was pride and honor. One person didn't speak for everyone. Then you didn't listen to that interview, dumbass. I'm so tired of all these people these white people that say Black Lives Matter, but the black people don't say that. These white people that say that this voter ID law is racist, and how dare it, because it's going to make it harder for black people. But you're the racist by saying that, gee, black people just can't. I mean, come on, you're going to make a black person, now he's not going to be able to vote, because how's he going to get an ID? He's black, he can't get an ID. That's sickening, to think that there are people out there that think that a black person can't get anything. What did Morgan Freeman say? You want to stop racism? Stop talking about it. Period. I'm tired of these billionaires. Well, my name is Oprah Winfrey, and I couldn't accomplish anything in life because I'm a woman and I'm black. You know, I mean, they're one of the richest people in the world. But, you know, I mean, I just can't do it. I just couldn't do it. I was oppressed. Now, Michael Jordan did it. It's called get up at 5 in the morning and get to the high school basketball court and practice for 7 hours, 2.5 or 2 hours before school, and then tons afterwards. He got where he got because he practiced and he did it. I had a friend that played guitar the same way. He's one of the best. Why? Because when we were playing basketball or hide and go seek or whatever, he'd be just sitting there playing guitar. We'd go to a birthday party, he'd be there just sitting in the corner playing the guitar while everyone else is playing all the games and doing all that stuff. And he'd be like, well, I got to figure out. And he'd try to eat the cake and stuff without getting stuff on his hands because he'd be playing the guitar. But you have all these people that I'm oppressed. I'm a billionaire and I'm black and I'm a woman, but I'm oppressed. No, you should be lifting people up. Look at what I was able to accomplish. Look at what I'm able to do. People told Rosa Parks to sit in the back of the bus, and she sat in the front of the bus. Now they're telling people, well, Rosa Parks should have just sat in the back of the bus and just you know, I mean, because she should have just stayed oppressed because we still are. Break. Rosa Parks said, no, I ain't sitting in the back of the bus. I'm standing up for my rights. It shouldn't be that. We're all equal. I'm so tired of these people. Well, this photo ID thing, it's oppressive black votes and it's disrespectful. How dare they? Give me a break. So you're saying that color folk aren't capable of getting an ID? So then who's buying all that Hennessy for them and the Seagram's vodka and gin and rum and tequila and whiskey and the 40s? Who's buying them for them? Because they have to have an ID to buy it. Kind of like Stacey Abrams. We need to do something here, folks. These companies need to boycott Georgia and our governor and boycott it. Now that all these companies are actually starting to boycott, don't boycott. Whoops. Yeah, boycott means leave, go. Kind of like me boycott means me not going to buy Coke anymore. That means they lose my business. That means, okay, let me see here. Minute Maid's a Coke company? Okay, well then I won't drink Minute Maid orange juice. Okay, this is something that is Coke done. Okay, I'm not buying that. I'm not. That's what I'm going to do. Put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to stop patronizing that company and that product. Oh, that's what that, it's like a deer in headlights, like when she realized what the word meant. Oh, boycott means that they're not going to do business here, so we're going to lose tons of jobs and tons of revenue and tons of income. I didn't know that. Oh, I thought you were just going to, like, hurt the governor by doing this. Oh, you're going to hurt the people that live here and they're going to hate me? Oh, I didn't realize that. I swear, she's like a deer in headlights, like, now I'm like, how dare we boycott? And people flip-flop so much. She's worse than John Kerry. But, I mean, she flip-flops so much that people, well, then, they flip-flop. But it's one of those things, man, that we do in this world. As conservatives, we think for ourselves. I mean, there's one like where one of my friends shared this thing like all the birds are fake or something. And there's like a group of people that believes that to stop all the feces from the birds everywhere and stuff, that they've replaced crap loads of them with like birds that look real and act real, but they're not. And they're like, they're surveying you. And I'm like, I could see them having the capability of birds that can do that, but I don't buy that. You know, I know they have like lifelike birds that they'll put out in the wild that have cameras and stuff that they can video like owls and other to see how they react, and so they can get like their mating habits and like how do they, you know, to make them better. It's wildlife stuff, you know. Because gorillas can act a lot different around you than it is, so they'll mount like a camera way up in a tree that's so hidden that they can't see it, but it's able to monitor the gorillas and see what they do and how they act. And but like, and some, there's someone out there that believes it, and I just want to comment so bad because I know I don't want to get into a 50 comment thread. I'm like, of course people believe it. You didn't go to the website, did you? They got shirts and hats and bumper stickers, all kind of crap you can buy, just like the flat earthers. I don't diss flat earthers because I've heard stories of people that went there like, this is a freaking joke. And then when they left, they're like, they were a believer because they actually talked to people that have degrees in earth science and stuff. And this is why the earth has to be flat. And I can prove it. And you know, so, but whatever. I don't necessarily believe that. I know someone's going to say, he believes in the flat earth theory. No, I believe in Jesus Christ. God created everything. Okay? But you get this whole... But this Ron DeSantis thing is hilarious. You know, like they're trying to cut and paste and edit what he says on video, right? And it's hilarious because it's like it's backfiring. Well, it's just like Biden when he comes out and says, for God's sake, the Second Amendment says we can limit who can own a weapon. Here's what the Second Amendment says. A well-regulated militia being necessary to secure a free state, the rights of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The whole point of the Second Amendment was to make sure that when you do what you do, okay, when you do what you do, it's to keep and ever controlling, it's to keep away a government that we have now. We have a government that's out of control. And it's to keep a government yeah. I mean like Joe Biden, $2.5 trillion tax hike on American businesses. They can't be honest. They had a guy that was talking about how it's bad to do the to increase the minimum wage. And he said he was on Jon Stewart's show, and I've talked about this before, and he was interviewed, and they would ask him the questions like, oh, they try to get him to slip up, and they cut it and paste his neck to make him look bad. Let me tell you something. If your employer is cutting your hours because you can't make payroll, how is he going to pay you $15 an hour if you're making $9? Go ahead. I'll wait. I want someone to... Someone can tell me if your employer can't afford to pay you $9 an hour, how is he going to pay you $15 when he's cutting your hours? So that, okay, we got to keep our hours at 30 maximum. No one can get over 30 hours because I can't afford to pay you. And if you think you're going to be making more when $15 an hour kicks in, I'm probably going to either have to cut your hours even less, or I'm going to have to let people go. And you're going to have to do more work, less time. But like the governor Ron DeSantis, man, they try to, well, you know, well then they have to cut and paste and edit what he said because he makes sense. And when they cut, paste, and edit, they're like, they're getting busted. They're getting disgraced because what they're doing is they're getting busted. This, like, This disgrace 60 Minutes stands by its debunked Ron DeSantis hoax. They're standing by the fact that they're lying and cut and pasting and editing to get it to fit their narratives. Like I've said before, the gas price was higher under Obama than Bush. Why weren't they shoving the gas price down our throats? Simple. That wasn't the narrative. If Ron DeSantis came out pro-Biden, pro-everything, they would have no problem with him. But because he speaks the truth, they got to cut, paste, and edit. Just like I see stuff way 1,000 times worse than me, and they're on Facebook, and I'm blocked on. Because someone said, like, well, like I said, if anything ever really happened to me on Facebook, I'd be getting an attorney and I'd be suing. And Dad goes, yeah, okay, whatever. And I'm like, if that's true, why didn't Trump do it? I'm like, why didn't he? You can't be a platform and decide what is acceptable and not acceptable. Because as soon as you start saying, as soon as you start being the freedom of speech police and deciding what is allowed and not allowed on Facebook, then you're a publisher. Because when you can say all you want about this person, but you can't say anything about this person, then it's okay to criticize Trump, but not Biden. Because things that they say about Trump, I would be banned from Facebook if I said that stuff about Biden. It's a double standard. But when they're cutting and pasting and editing things he said, and they stand by it. Like Coke, they have not recounted that you need to tone down your whiteness there, white boy. You need to be less white there, white boy, okay, whitey? Okay, cracker man? You need to be a little bit less white, okay? Pull your pants around your ass there, white boy, okay? Come on, man. Put your hat to the side. Oh, yeah, your baseball jersey? Turn it around, okay? Be less white. They haven't recounted that, oh, that's not what really, no, that, you know, like when some of these companies have said, like, when they got busted, you know, they tried to recount that that's not what really happened. You know, we didn't, you know, like when I think it was Goodyear, whatever, and then they got busted, you know, with the whole, well, you can't wear certain things, you know, certain things aren't acceptable at work. It's one of those things. You know. It's they haven't like denounced it. And since they haven't denounced it, they mean what they say, and sorry, I'm done. I'm not going to sit there and, oh, well, look, they apologized. But, well, you could have, the right apology was to have never done it in the first place. Kind of like Kevin Bacon. White people just need to sit down and listen. Yeah. Okay, well, then you sit down and listen, and I'm going to do what the hell I want to do because I'm living my life. I'm not ashamed of where I come from and who I am. We need to have reparations because I wasn't a slave owner and you weren't a slave, but I need money. I need like $100 billion. My ancestors came from Pennsylvania coal miners. Okay? You lived in a coal house. You got a currency that the company made. They controlled everything about you. You think you're going to get it? Well, I might be getting ahead. Oh, dear D. Then they increased the rent to where you live. They increased the cost of the goods at the store. The lamp oil fuel goes up. The dynamite goes up. They say your carts don't have as much coal as they actually do. They're 90% coal, not the 50% like they claim. Because they controlled and owned everything about you. They knew how much debt you had. They knew what your rent was. The only place you could spend the money they gave you was at a company store. So if you thought you were going to get ahead, they would just jack up the prices of the items. It's not like you could take that money and go anywhere else and spend it. They owned you. They can't and take something we say and run with it. They have to cut, paste, knit it to fit the narrative. If my ancestors and what they went through, oh, if you're getting reparations for being a slave, I should be getting like 50 times. If you have any rules, you ever have like a job thing, like an OSHA thing, like these are like rules you have to live by? Thank my ancestors for the conditions. I heard stories that when my great uncles and aunts and great grandparents would come out of the mines, all you could see was the whites of the eyeballs. Everything else of their body was entirely black, coal, soot. Our last name is probably not what our last name is, because they would go from mind to mind trying to get out from under. They would try to figure out a way to manipulate and get ahead. Everyone can be proud of their heritage, but not us. I'm a Christian. How many black-owned churches are they trying to open up to where it's like there's diversity? They want to have diversity. Diversity means one thing in this world. You might have someone working for you that's not as qualified because you need diversity. And what that means is if you're white, you may have an Asian backing you up because you need diversity, even though the black guy is more qualified. Well, you already got black people. You need an Asian person. You got to diversify. You got to spread out the, you know. Now, Native American would be even better, but, you know, we can't. So, well, that black guy is actually more qualified. Well, no. See, you already got black people. We got to have diversity. So, or whatever the case may be, the white person might be the most qualified person, but because of diversity, you may have to take someone that's not as qualified or doesn't have the credentials. But don't worry, folks. It's just 25 minutes about left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. But, I mean, this has to be... I guess since Biden can become president, Hunter Biden can write a book. I'm sure the book wasn't written by Hunter Biden at all. I guarantee you, he didn't write the damn thing. That crackhead, really? Beautiful Things, the memoir, rave reviews. Brian Schellers from CNN, he gives that book a rave review. So you mean to tell me a confessed addicted crack cocaine and alcoholic is tackling a book? He's an author, really? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe Hunter Biden wrote this book about as much as I believe a guy that sat in his basement for 4 months, didn't campaign, got four people or three people to a rally, the rest, and it was only one or two, the rest were CGI'd in. Got more votes than Barack Hussein Obama, one of the most popular presidents. Yeah, I really buy Hunter Biden writing this book. It'd be like that South Park episode where the kids are taking the cough medicine. thinking they'd get creative, and then they realized all they did was watch the stupid animal videos. I mean, there's no way, I'm sorry, man. Call it whatever you want to, but I'm sorry, but there ain't no way Hunter Biden wrote a book. Come on, man, of course he wrote a book. I'm Biden. Hunter Biden, that is. And I'm sure someone at the top bought a cup. I'm sure your tax dollars went to buy billions of copies of the book to act like someone purchased it. I don't know who would want to read it. Now maybe if you turned it into a movie, like a made-for-TV movie, like a afternoon special on ABC. Remember those? Yeah, maybe. Then it might get interesting. Now back to the ABC afternoon special. Biden can't find his crack pipe, the memoir. And just then, Biden realized he stepped on his crack pipe, mashing it into a million pieces. And he was wondering what he would have to do. Then he remembered making sawtooth pipes to smoke weed, and maybe he could use that for crack too. We'll be back with more after these messages from your local ABC station. Ping. You know, then maybe if you were drunk or whatever, if you do that, so I don't drink, but hey, maybe you'd be like, it'd be funny, but I don't know. You can't. It makes no sense. Like Biden, I would hate to be Biden's sign language interpreter. What's sign language for, come on, man. But small businesses, a thing called Small Business Rising, it's a small business coalition. They're trying to target Amazon's monopoly power. Well, wow, they did a monopoly thing on Microsoft. Yeah, the Microsoft antitrust law. Well, how did it hurt him? How did Bill Gates get hurt by the Microsoft antitrust thing? Dude, he's a billionaire. One of the most wealthiest people in the world. This ain't gonna hurt. Now, if you can do something to where it's gonna affect his billions and take money away from him, you know, that he has now, like clean out his bank accounts. If not, he's a billionaire. It's not going to hurt him. I'd be like, okay, we'll do this. We'll split the companies up. What the heck? It's not going to hurt his billions. Like I watch a thing on YouTube called Michael the Producer, and they're going through a 105,000 square foot house. It's a $500 million house in Bel Air. I mean, like, the place where I live, that whole thing is like the size of like one closet. They went into one of these mansions and like literally like probably bigger than our whole bathroom is the shower in there. I mean, you could literally put like probably 100 people in that area where the shower is. And then where the shower is, you have like a bathtub, so you can literally turn the shower on and while you're soaking in the tub, so that when you get out, you walk right over and get under this, like, it's probably like a MacBook, that size. But maybe, like, if you put a MacBook flat out, not folded up, but if you'd have flattened it out, it was like that that hangs on the ceiling as like a rain shower. I'd hate to know the water billing and stuff. I'm like, eh. But this antitrust thing that whatever they're trying to do with the small business, I think it's not going to affect his millions. It might break up Amazon, sure, but it kind of, well, they broke up Microsoft. How is Bill Gates hurting? Bill Clinton lost his law license. He can't practice law. So what? How's he hurting? He's still getting millions of your tax dollars. Like, you can mock AOC all you want to. She's going to be a president someday, excuse my French, but she is. Well, they have, like, MSNBC's Wallace has come out, and she said that an alien who landed in America would think most the GOP is the most destructive force on this planet. Like they act like these people are going to cross this border or come from another world, and they're going to say the GOP is a destructive, I can't believe this. No, they're coming here. They're not coming to America to have communism. They're coming here to escape the bullcrap Democrats are trying to shove down our throats. But seriously, they are. They're not coming here. But they walk 200 miles with Biden shirts, and look at these people coming to the border. They're not. Oh, but then don't worry. Kamala Harris is visiting Chicago. She wanted this climate crisis thing. This border crisis, climate crisis, all this crap. See, she'll do stuff. She's against the climate crisis, but she'll support things that would make it worse. She's supposed to be fixing this border crisis, but she's the one that supported everything that's happening. Oh, just let them come in here. Don't stop them. We'll do catch and release. We won't do catch and send them back. That makes too much sense. Well, you know, what was it? The secretary, the press secretary, Jen Psaki, suspected terrorists crossing the border is very uncommon. Okay, if one suspected terrorist kills 100,000 people that cross this border, one. Who cares how very uncommon it is? 100,000 people would have died. You know, one person can die from a gunshot and they want to ban guns, but 5 million illegal terrorists can come across a border. Well, that's very uncommon, though, you know? I mean, yeah, we had 4 million people die at the hands of these terrorists, but, you know, I mean, come on, that's not common, you know? I mean, you know, we need to really go after the problem. That one guy that died by that gunshot, yeah, that, you know, though the guy was a criminal and he was resisting arrest and was running from the cops and they shot him, you know, I mean, well, first of all, those cops need to go to prison for killing the guy, even though he resisted arrest and he was a multi-felon, killed 10 people, you know, but we need to go after the gun and the cop, you know, because we need to ban guns, because this is ridiculous. Terrorists crossing the border is very uncommon. I want to hear Trump's press secretary say that. Well, you know, terrorists, they would have a field day. This would be 24/7 news on every news outlet if a terrorist crossed the border into the U.S. under Trump. But under Biden, shh, not supposed to talk about it. It's very uncommon. Excuse me, that was not one of the pre-screened questions. Where did that come from? You're thrown out of here. She's going to be barred from the White House press room, okay? Press room, she's going to be, yeah, she asked a question that's not approved. It's okay there. It's okay. The border crisis is being fixed by Kamala Harris, who visits Chicago instead. It's okay, folks. She don't care. See, she's someone that's basically clocking in, doing whatever the hell she wants to do, and then clocking out and going home, and not working, not caring, not doing anything. And they're saying a crap ton of, there's a big majority of voter ID people that disagree with MLB's boycott of Georgia. And like my wife said, I used to have the MLB Network. I'm a Tigers fan. I used to watch the games. I remember when we had Dish Network. No, it was DirecTV. And DirecTV. And like, we got this channel. And, oh, we're going to get the Tigers game. Oh, because like Fox Sports Detroit. But they blacked the games out. Because you have to buy the MLB package to get them. Like, this is bull crap. And there were games that I couldn't watch, and I had the MLB Network and everything, and people that didn't have it, I'm like, how can I not watch it? But they, whatever. But it was, I got to come home and watch some baseball and relax and get away from everything. That's because, like, when people see me in the streets, they're like, hey, can, you know, if you respect me when you see me in the street, I'm cool. I get it. You know, there's times where I'm the man with the mic, and there's times where I'm with my wife, leave me the bleep alone, okay? That's my getaway. NASCAR was my getaway. I loved it. Not anymore. There was a noose in there. They had a little loop thing so that they could pull up and down the garage door. And I thought it was a noose. I know it was. No, it's not. If you're a good driver, get out on that racetrack and prove it. Don't blame that you lost because you're black or you're a woman. Get out there. And that's one thing I did hate about Danica Patrick, not is the fact that a guy could do the same thing she did and they would give her crap for doing it, but anyone else, they'd be like, so like that Bob Knight thing where they showed all these coaches that, okay, if this is Bob Knight doing it, Lord help you. But since it was Mike Krzyzewski, or it was Tom Izzo, or Gene Cady, or whoever, never went anywhere. You didn't see them. But because it was, Bob Knight, they went off. And that's the thing, like, ESPN used to be sports. Now it's all pushing, oh, way to go there, MLB, for punishing Georgia. I want to watch baseball. I don't want to watch politics. I didn't watch ESPN for politics. I watched it for baseball or whatever. And that's the thing, as I get ready to get into some Premier League. We watch stuff to get away. And they're trying to politicize everything to where you can't get away from this crap. And don't worry, there's going to be a $2.5 trillion tax hike in American businesses, so prepare to lose your jobs, folks. Got about 8 minutes left in the program, folks, and, you know, I want to get into some Manchester United news, and, you know, I think there's so much clickbait out there. De Gea might be leaving. He might be staying. He might be going. Pogba, is he going? I think Pogba's gone. I think Pogba will go. Jesse Lingard or Rashford? Who's, you know, Fred, we got to get, like, okay, Phil Jones needs to be gone out of the club. I don't know why. They're paying him. Mata needs to go. They've been great servants. Their time is way past. They need to go. Fred needs to be gone like yesterday. You get Pogba. I think a lot of these players that have been here, like, hey, we're not going to – I'm sorry. You can win the Europa League and we can get second, so what? We're not – I don't – We're so far from a Premier League title, you know. We need a central defensive midfielder, sure. We need a center back, and we need a right winger. I honestly think if we sold, I don't think we're going to spend hardly any of this. I'm prepared to be disappointed. I will be in shock if we get anybody, anyone decent. If they only give you like your fourth or fifth or sixth picks, his fourth, fifth, and sixth and seventh picks should be all like center backs and like center defensive infielders and right wingers. And maybe he's pushing Harlan. Hopefully he's got people in like the back that are like, this is who I really want, but I'm just going to push Harlan and hopefully we won't get him and they'll think I really want this guy, but then he, I don't know. And then maybe we'll get like our fifth choice and not somebody really we need, you know. I honestly believe by November he's going to be gone. They're not going to do anything. They're not going to spend. They're not going to back. He's probably going to get like three or four players to go, and they're not going to give him the players he needs. And not only are we not going to replace the players that leave, we're not going to get the players in that we need, and he's going to be trying to work with what he has and try to do the best job he can, and he's going to be sacked. If somebody has to replace Ollie, I want someone to come in and be like, okay, I'm going to be producing a list of players I want. Either way, before or after, I'm going to show you the players that I want in comparison to what they gave me. And if I don't get even close to the players I want, you know, if like my first five players, there was no chance, like he was never going to leave, okay, he's off, you know, but they need to find, someone needs to find a way to throw the Glazers under the bus and push it back on them. I'm sorry, they need to. I think, I truly believe what that one guy said, that he believes that when Mourinho wasn't back, he just said, F them, I'm going to start playing Fellaini over and over, and he just kept picking Fellaini, he's like, screw this. Sign that damn contract, Fellaini, because they're going to can you, that way they can get stuck with the bill and they got to pay you more when you leave. But, you know, I just don't see any big, because all I hear about is Pogba, I'm pretty sure, is going. I definitely hear that De Gea may go, he might stay. The way that they're, I don't know, Fred is horrible. I mean, there's just things with Ollie that, like, I don't know why he does what he does. Like, why do you pick the matchups you do? Why do you pick the pairings you do? Like, Fred needs to go. He was from Brazil. I thought he might. He's one of those where, hey, I hope he turns into something, and he just isn't. He's someone, he's like a disc golfer that can throw like a really hard drive and go really far on the drive, but then when he gets near the basket, it takes him 12 shots to get it in. Well, who cares if he can, if it's a 400-foot hole, and he throws 390, if it takes him 10 shots to get it in, okay, yeah, you got your drive down. Once you get the rest of your game, call us. You know, it's like Fred, I don't know. It's just like you have like Mata and Lingard. You have Mata and you have Mata and like Jones should be gone. Why are they hanging around? I don't. There's just so much deadwood at that club that just, like, okay, bye-bye. I mean, we need, like, six players gone and six players in. And I don't see. I see us maybe getting two players and pray to God always putting them, like, fifth or sixth. That way, when they don't give him his top choices, his true trap choices are like his fifth and sixth player, but he's not saying anything. And what's going to happen? You're going to get in a new coach if they fire him, if they don't back him. And guess what happens? They bring in a new manager. It's going to be the same old crap. If you get his Zinedine Zidane in there, he's going to turn the club around a little bit because he's probably going to figure out who's the strengths and who works well. But he's going to get backed because he's going to get to a point where, okay, no matter what I do, this is the best we can be until I get some players. These players got to go. You know, you need to have a manager that's like this. These players, okay, you got to get rid of Juan Mata, Phil Jones, you know, Jesse Lingard, Marcus Rashford. I'll just get it on. And Pogba, get those five people gone. Then bring in five players. And these are who I want. These five are my first five choices. These are my second five choices. Bam. I truly believe that Fellaini was like not backing me. He was like, okay, you're not going to back me. How can I get a team better when you're not backing me? I can only go so much. And I know I'm always making learning mistakes. But I wonder, like, well, give Ollie the right players. Give him Haaland, give him Sancho, give him a good CDM, give him a good center back, give him a good right winger, and see what happens. I sometimes question some of his decisions, but at the same time, I'm like, if he would have been backed, I wonder how different it would be. Because I kind of feel like he's like, well, we'll see, because I just wonder if he doesn't get back this summer, if he's just going to drive the club like he's going to do a Mourinho or something. Because I feel like it's his dream job and he's not getting the backing he needs. So anyways, remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday, good night, and God bless you all, and have a great weekend. Bye-bye.